When a waitress uses a gun to raise the caliber of her service, David Caruso has the case scattered, smothered, and covered on the next CSI Miami. What do we got?
Well, Horatio, a Waffle House waitress is accused of shooting a customer who was having eggs and toast. She says she won't talk.
I guess we can do this the hard way or the over easy way. David Caruso is egging on his team in a mad scramble for justice. This case is hot, and the plate is too, on CSI Miami.
She confessed, Horatio. The powder burns you found on the breakfast sausage did it.
I'm not surprised. I knew we'd find the link. When it comes to right and wrong, David Caruso never waffles on the next CSI Miami.
Other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Local TV Weatherman.
Mr. Local TV Weatherman.
In a world where some people get it right most of the time, and the rest get it right at least some of the time, you manage to get it right none of the time.
You're always wrong.
We love the way you cover your butt with generic forecasts like partly cloudy with periods of sun and a chance of showers.
It might rain or maybe not.
Wow. Thanks for the pinpoint accuracy, Mr. Local TV Weatherman. And by the way, the fact that it's 1 degree warmer three towns over has absolutely no bearing on my life whatsoever.
Nobody cares.
Thank you, Mr. Local TV Weatherman, for that fake smile, that fake hair, and that fake banter with the anchor person whose job you wish you had.
But you don't.
So open an unseasonably cool Bud Light and pour a partly sunny toast to Mr. Local TV Weatherman, a real American hero.
Mr. Local TV Weatherman.
And higher temperatures, St. Low Pressure Area, Missouri.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.
And good morning. Welcome to Wednesday, September 23rd. And welcome, Sherry.
Good morning.
You're here bright and early, which is nice.
Thank you.
Why did I just shut off that music? Obviously, I'm not all here this morning.
Neither am I.
Yeah?
No, I worked late last night in the restaurant.
You did?
Yeah, and I'm new with the coworkers, so they were like, come out for a drink with us. And immediately I'm thinking, no, I can't drink now. I have to be up in the morning. Yeah. They're like, just come out. And so I was like, okay. I literally stayed for one drink, like 20 minutes, and I'm like, I'm out of here. And they all looked at me like I was like this nerd. And I'm like, no, I have to be on the radio.
Yeah.
And,
plus you have to drive.
Right, no, it's like, at night I go like 90-something miles.
Well, not drunk.
I was not drunk. Yeah. And then this morning I just felt it. I woke up. I'm like, oh, I'm so tired.
I know. You always feel it when you do something the previous night.
But it was only one drink.
Only one drink.
Yeah,
well, sometimes that's all it takes. How much do you need to get drunk?
One drink.
Okay, there you go.
No. Really, like, buzz, like, probably two drinks, depending on who's bartending.
I see, okay.
That's why I go to the places where they pour the whole bottle in there.
I see, okay. You know where to go, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. How are you today?
I'm real good. Yeah. Sherry, and we have a guest in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Are you ready to talk for 2 hours?
I'm ready to roll.
Wonderful. So we have Jacqueline in the studio, and you come to us from Hollywood.
Yes, that's right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
She's like, I don't know what I'm what I'm up against
here.
They told
me nothing. They're just throwing me into the sharks.
Yeah.
I'd like to consider myself a tiger.
Okay. I'm an elephant.
Yeah. Well, you definitely have to listen to the show before you come here, but that's okay. We'll shock you enough.
I did no homework. I never do any homework.
All right. Well, let's get started then. We'll be nice at
first.
All right,
thanks,
yeah,
guys.
It takes time, yeah, to get there. But
ease into it here.
Well, if Sam had a choice, he'd jump right in.
Yeah.
But he's trying to be polite in the beginning.
Well, yesterday we had a MILF porn star here, and we got a lot of great response on
did
that.
Did we?
Yeah. And then I went to, you know, she's like here, and she's like, oh, yeah, I do this, I do that. Then I go on the internet, and man, she's wild.
Really?
Some really hardcore stuff.
I didn't look her up after.
Oh, yeah. You checked out her after hours?
Yeah.
No, she seemed freaky. I mean, just looking in her eyes, I was like, yeah. Oh, you didn't get a lot during your life, so now you're making up for lost time.
She is. Yeah, she is. But, yeah, she's got, like, the whole look, you know. She's not really shaved down there and stuff, you know,
wow.
Just to give the look of an older woman and stuff, you know. So,
yeah. Oh, she achieved groom that. Herself, eh?
No, she grooms herself, but, you know, it looked pretty groomed, but there was hair.
It was gray.
There. Yeah. It was a little
just
bit.
Just be honest.
Gray and wrinkly.
And a little receding hair.
Yeah. Oh. Give yourself 20 years, you'll get there, too.
Oh,
geez. Hey, now.
Thanks, Sam. Something to look forward to.
Something to look forward to. You see, I always bear good news, especially early in the morning.
Welcome to Wednesday. Happy hump day.
So, Jacqueline, are you originally from L.A.?
No, I'm from Sactown, the capital.
Oh, Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And when did you move here?
I moved here 4 years ago.
Really? Get closer to the mic. You're killing
okay.
me here.
All right. I don't want to eat the mic.
You
okay.
have to.
No, you really have to.
Yeah, okay. You have to.
Yeah, I moved here 4 years ago. I went to school here, Cal State Northridge.
Oh, really? I did, too.
Mm. Oh, did you?
Yeah, but I'm obviously a lot older than you. We weren't there at the same time.
Well, why don't you check her package downstairs? She might be gray and receding.
There you go. Yeah. We won't be doing that.
No, does Northridge have a mascot?
I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't really
That's a no.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because usually when people go to the same school, they're like, you know, go Bruins. Go. You both are just like,
no,
yeah, we both went there.
I see. They probably do. I just don't know.
Yeah. Northridge is in a school like that.
Yeah.
Or, you know. Anyways.
Yeah. Go Tremors. Go Earthquakes.
We'll just make one up.
Yeah.
No, I went there for theater. And yeah. Did you go to, are you a theater major as well? Very nice.
I am. I'm headed towards porn, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I guess theater is for people that don't plan on making a lot of money in their lives, right? She's like, oh, no.
No, that's the problem, is that you have dreams of making the money, and then you end up waitressing the rest of your life.
I know. And it's even hard to get a waitressing gig right now.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Because everybody, I guess, is
everyone who, it's harder to get a waitressing gig than it is an acting gig.
Really?
Yes.
It's true. I mean,
wow.
Well, there's so many people that, you know,
and
need,
you have to know someone.
Well, I've
really?
Luckily have been at the same place.
Later.
For years, so, but yeah, no, because there's so many actors out here, and they all want, you know,
yeah.
they all need to make money, but the economy is so no one's going out to eat, so they're not hiring anybody.
Wow,
you know?
That's true, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, dinners are pretty expensive, you know, you go out, it's easily $100 just for the meal, you know?
It is.
And, you know, if you want a little more entertainment and stuff, it's more than that, you know, if there's like a band or whatever playing there.
Or if I'm your waitress, I entertain you.
There you go. There you go. I gotta come out to your restaurant.
We totally should. It's in Westlake Village.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of out of the way.
It is, but it's worth it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's pretty pricey.
Yeah.
It's pretty pricey, but the food's incredible.
Really?
Yeah, I met some guys last night, my last table, and one says they want to call up today. I have no idea what they're going to talk about.
Really?
Suddenly,
into the show?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I see.
Get scared.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's fun. Suddenly I'm talking about things at the restaurant that I should not be. And
really?
Then I looked at one of the other servers and I said, do you think that it's wrong at this restaurant to talk about coming on the face? He was like, you're talking to the guests like that. I'm like, well, they kind of initiated it. All right, but back to
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Jacqueline is like, what the hell did I get myself?
She's like, gotta go.
Well, so you grew up in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And what made you want to move here?
Well, I always wanted to do acting since I was little.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I cut my hair to pursue the dream. But I'm an artistic type. So right now I make my money doing personal styling, and I'm a personal shopper. And
oh, nice.
Wow.
I assist celebrity stylists.
Yeah?
Yeah,
Cool. That must be fun, huh? If you love shopping.
I love it.
Yeah. That's hard to get into, though.
It's very competitive.
I have a lot of people that went to school for, you know, fashion and want to be stylists, but to be able to shop for them, you have to know people or blow people. Sorry.
Yeah. You don't blow your clients, do you?
No, I'm a good girl.
Sam's like, I need fashion help.
Oh, wow. No. So what does it mean to be a stylist to a celebrity or something?
You know, it's all about image, of course, in this town. And so we give them an image and help dress them for events and create their own personal style.
Really?
Yeah,
that's cool. So they trust you to be able to come up with something.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm still the assistant right now when it comes to the celebrities, but and I freelance for different people.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you know Eva LaRue on CSI?
Yeah, she's been here. We have a picture of her.
Oh, really? Yeah. I just helped her stylist dress her for the Emmys and the Alma Awards.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you tell her you've been to LA Talk Radio. They'll hire you full-time.
All right.
Yeah, they love us.
Really?
Yeah, she was here once. We had Tracy Bingham from Baywatch and stuff. Yeah, we get some celebrities.
They're not all porn stars.
No, they're not all porn stars.
I tried telling my dad that last night. I finally talked to him about the show. But anyway, we'll get into that later.
Yeah. I know a friend asked me yesterday, you know, where do you find all these porn stars? I'm like, I don't know. They find us. You know?
Well, we're right by Burbank. You know, that's the capital.
Chatsworth, actually. Yeah.
Oh, Chatsworth. Okay. Yeah. Well, you know your stuff.
Chatsworth. Yeah, we know our stuff.
No, I've heard.
Yeah. You live here for a while. You know your stuff. Yeah. Definitely the capital of the world. So what was Sacramento like? I mean, was it pretty quiet life when you grew up?
When I go back now, it seems very quiet compared to L.A.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I have good friends from there and, you know, just... It's a great place. There's much more to do now than there was, you know, a lot of new bars and restaurants.
So you actually enjoyed growing up there.
I did, yeah.
Because a lot of people don't like their hometowns.
No, I like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like your hometown?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I didn't like Miami at all.
Really?
I mean, I had good friends and I really enjoyed them, but the actual city.
Miami?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. But it wasn't all cool. Well, I still don't think it's cool.
Yeah. Plus, South you grew Beach. Up there. It's not like you go there as a tourist or something.
Right. I had a great time. It was my childhood, but the actual city itself and the weather and the people... I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you came from some, like, podunk town.
Oh, no.
Like, Miami, I don't like
No, it. I've never lived in any small town. Like, I went from Miami to New York to London to L.A. Like, I am a city girl. So when I went camping recently, I was like, wow, what is this? This is, like, water, a creek? I've never seen any of that stuff before in my life.
Yeah.
It's cool.
But I like that it's surrounded with water and stuff. You have bridges and all that. You know, it's kind of cool. It makes it interesting.
Talking about Miami?
Yeah.
Well, we're surrounded by water here.
No, but I mean, there's no like rivers or things like that. You know, we don't have any bridges here. You know,
that's true.
Water
I guess I was never really into bridges.
Yeah.
But we have mountains. That's what I think is beautiful about LA, California, is that you have the ocean and then you have the mountains that like come around. I think it's gorgeous.
That's true. But I get the feeling most people don't move here for that. Right?
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, retirees maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, and the weather, you know. I mean, we don't get any seasons here at all. Up in Sacramento, it rains pretty much, right?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Really?
I mean, it rains a little bit in the winter, but there's not too much season change there either, and it gets really hot in the summer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
You better take a trip down to the capital, you know.
I've got to.
Inform yourself.
Yeah. I mean, the most I did there is just land there a couple times, you know, going to visit some people.
You
but
did
that's
what
it.
There?
Land.
Oh, land.
Yeah, I landed
I
there with
did
an airplane.
Lamb.
Yeah, I lambed there too.
It's like that's something I don't know about.
But no, so I was at the airport there, and then pretty much I drove out of town, so I never really got to see the town. But I heard it's pretty nice.
Yeah, we got kings, cows, and the capital.
Oh, that's cool. You guys don't have a lot of bears there, right?
No.
Why do we have a bear on our flag here? Have you ever seen a fucking bear in California? I mean, what is that?
No, but there's the town Big Bear. Maybe they're all up there. I don't know. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea why we have a bear.
Yeah.
I don't even know any information about California at all, really. I was like,
what? You just live here.
I just kind of just go through life. No idea what's going on.
Yeah. So did you know anyone when you moved here?
No.
No. So you just pretty much up and left.
All by myself.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That takes some courage, huh?
I adjust well. It's interesting. Yeah. I met friends right off. I'm pretty friendly, so... met people and got adjusted fairly well.
So what age did you say you moved here at?
Let's see. I'm 25 now, so like 21.
Okay, so like pretty much right out of...
Yeah.
Oh, well, you went to college here.
I've been here 5 years now.
Okay. Yeah. You're just like, I'm going to be an actress. Yeah.
Time flies,
man. It
does. Yeah.
I know.
So, I mean, have you been finding acting jobs here and there?
No, it's been very difficult. I've been doing more theater than... I mean, I can't even get an agent. No one wants to represent me.
Oh, it doesn't even matter. I've had 4 agents out here, I haven't gotten any work.
Well, yeah, I've had 3, and none of them submit me.
Right,
so I'm trying to get a good one, but none of them want
They don't exist.
And then it's like, oh, well, you're too old now, and this, and that.
Too old at 25?
Oh, yeah,
it's ridiculous.
So
what the hell?
I know. You have to have, like, some sort of something that, like, makes you stand out, you know? Like, when I first moved here, they're like, you need to get really big.
Yeah.
Like, really heavy, or really this.
Are
like, anything
you
that makes
serious?
You, yeah, something that makes you, you know, different kind of thing, because I was in the in-between, you know?
Yeah, you do have to be different, but not big, you know?
Well, I mean, they wanted, you know, they were like, you're a dime a dozen kind of thing. You
yeah.
know, pretty face, this, that, you know? And I was not skinny. I was, you know, in the in-between place, so they were trying to get me, you know, to an extreme, you know, to sign me and everything.
Oh,
yeah.
You do have to stand out. I mean, it's just like in business, you know? You have to be different. You can't be like everybody else.
I don't know. I think that it's who you know, because, I mean, those girls on TV, what's so different about them, you know?
Yeah.
I
mean, you just have to be given the opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole thing. I was like, I will stand out. Just like, I want to get in the door, though. You know, I want someone that believes in me and gets me into the auditions, and then I'll nail them.
Yeah.
The audition.
Yeah. She had to clarify.
Have to. So did you, so you just came here like dreams. Do you want to do TV? Do you want to do film?
You know, anything just to stretch the artistic muscle.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Well, yeah, you gotta get out there. I mean, do you go on auditions?
Oh, let me tell you about. Okay, so I just got this manager. She's actually my friend, and she sent me on my first audition yesterday, and it was at 9 o'clock at night, which was a little shady. I kind of was like, oh, that's weird. I've never done
9 o'clock.
Yeah, a late night audition.
Really?
Yeah. So she's like, it's like 9201 Citrus. So I go there, and it's hard to find the address from the get go, and I'm knocking. I finally find 9201. I'm knocking on the door, and no one's coming. And finally, someone comes, and it's a guy, and his shirt's off. And he's like, what are you here for? I'm like, isn't this a casting office? I said, I'm here for the audition. And it was called The Haunted House, the audition.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for the audition, The Haunted House.
Yeah.
And he's like, there's no audition here. And I'm like, well, what? I said, then I showed him my email from my BlackBerry. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, 9201, 9 o'clock. And he's like, I don't know. I'm like, well, what's going on in here? And he's like, I don't know, because it looks a little shady. And there were some couple guys in the background, too. And then he's like, well, we're doing adult film. And I was like, this is a porn? I was like, oh, great. My day keeps getting better and better.
Yeah. I know, that must make you feel like shit when you go there and you...
I would have called my manager and thanked them.
Well, I called her back and she was so apologetic, but I was like, no worries, it just, you know...
Yeah.
Welcome to LA. That's funny, that's your first audition.
Yeah.
Well, with her,
like a sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, it should have raised the red flag when it's at 9 o'clock at night.
I know.
And then came to the door without a shirt on.
That's
funny.
Probably why you thought we were like in someone's house here.
Yes.
You didn't realize we had a studio.
No, I got nervous. When you answer Craigslist ads, you got to be careful because, you know, I've gone to audition. They gave me the address and it was a person's house. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to this.
Yeah,
that's terrible. I know. A lot of people take advantage of women here, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, everywhere, you know, because people want it so badly, you know, that they're willing to try anything. And then, you know, I mean, they just, you know, everybody I've talked to who is into acting, it happened to, one way or another, you know, where they'd go and it was an adult thing, you know, a porn thing.
Because they know people are so desperate for it and they know it's so hard to get into out here that they, you know, they think, all right, I just find it really amusing that it's almost like you're welcomed to LA audition, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that should tell you right away. If they want you really badly, it's porn.
Wow.
Well,
that's a good story, though.
So what about that? Would you ever do porn?
No,
no.
Way. Are you kidding?
Here we go.
I thought I'd put you on the spot.
Oh,
yeah.
No way.
No, huh?
Uh-uh.
No. That,
sorry,
yeah,
you won't get to check out my gray hair down there.
No.
I know that's what you were up to.
Yeah.
You're figuring them out already.
Yeah, you see? It doesn't take very long.
Get it together, guys. Come on. We're too old for this.
I'm just really impressed with Sam that it's been 20 minutes and now he finally asked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was thinking first five.
Yeah, well, she seems a little conservative, I have to give her some time.
My friend, like, I have this friend who would make a great guest, and she said, I've listened to your show. I don't want him to ask me those questions.
Oh, go for it. You know, this conservative thing, it's all a facade. I'm a stylist.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I can put on a different image every day.
I'm sure. A lot of people do that. So you pretty wild when you go out and stuff?
In my older age, I've tamed down a bit.
Okay.
I know. I went out to dinner with this guy the other night, and he said he won't date women over 25, and he was like 35, and I was like, are you serious?
Geez.
That whole ageism thing in this town makes me so
sick.
It's
ridiculous. It is.
Yeah.
It starts to make you feel old yourself, even though, you know, I'm always at 25, I was saying, I'm so old, like the same thing.
Yeah. But it's not at all.
Yeah.
I don't know, Sam, what about you? Will you date older women? Will you date women that are your age? Or are you married? About you. Tell me about yourself.
I'm not really married, no. I mean, it's just...
It
just appears that way. Oh. But I'm available to you.
Actually, Sam, you have two more good years left of your marriage.
I see, okay. I'm getting the 5-year itch.
Suddenly, yesterday he was happily married. Today he's like, no, not so much.
Yeah.
Where's the ring, Sam? I don't see it.
No, anyway, let's go back to you.
Oh, Sam's hiding himself. All right.
No rings. But it's because I don't like jewelry. But but that's beside the point.
Is it because the word Jew is in there?
Probably, yeah. Sounds like jewelry.
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, wow. So, I will date any age.
Wait, I still don't understand. Is Sam married or not?
Yes, he is.
Yeah,
okay,
he is.
I mean, sorry, I just killed it for you.
Yeah.
Are you married?
Yeah.
Not a very good wing girl, am I? I'm like, he's happily married. Leave him alone.
Yeah,
go away.
It's terrible. If she hasn't listened to the show, don't tell her. She doesn't need to know.
No, but now she'll feel safer and take her clothes off.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's
there you go.
So this is a 35-year-old guy, and he tells you he's not going to date anybody 25-year-old. Mm-hmm. Now, will anybody under 25 really date him? I mean, is he worth it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah?
I mean, the guy had money, so these girls... I mean, I wasn't with him for money. I'm not a gold digger by any means, but...
Except that was the first thing you said. Yeah, he's worth it. He has money.
Yeah.
Not like he's good looking.
See, that's where your problem is. You need to think a different way.
I don't. I hate these poor guys. Can I tell you, my last date, I went out with this actor, and I ended up paying for both of our drinks, and he asked me out on the date, which I was like, you know.
It happens to me.
What do you
all
mean you ended up paying? Did he ask you to?
He was... I offered, but I offered
you always
to pay
offer
for, yeah,
as a woman.
I offered.
You always offer.
Really?
Kind of to
yeah.
pay for my drink is what I was going to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then I got stuck with both of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I was a little shocked. And he was like 40, and he's having, and I'm 25, and he's.
It happens to me all the time, too.
I don't want to be a sugar mama.
I know.
I don't have any sugar
you don't want to assume. You don't want to assume that someone that they're going to pay for, even though they ask you out and it's the right thing to do. I mean, I know for myself when I go on dates, I just automatically take my money out, and it's been taken on more than one occasion. I'm like... I go home and I cry. I'm like, really? Again, another. But so I'm also picking them up. They take the public transportation.
Yeah.
But I probably should stop dating my busboys.
I'm starting to believe that men here are really assholes.
They are.
Wow. It's hard to find anybody, right? I mean, have you had a serious relationship here since you moved?
No, I've not had one boyfriend.
Really? Mm-mm. Yeah, you see, I hear that all the time. So it's not only you. It's really the men, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because they have all these other women to look. I mean, they feel that they have at their fingertips.
Yes.
I mean, there's all these, you know, gorgeous, I don't know.
There's so many women, and there's no hunt in the men anymore.
Really?
Like, where are the hunters?
Yeah.
I need to go to Texas and get me a cowboy.
Yeah, there you go.
Who's going to pull out my chair and pay for my damn drinks?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, there's definitely some of those out here.
I don't know.
Not a lot, but they're ugly.
Yeah. I know, that's the thing. You got to be attracted and they
it's
have
to find the perfect package.
Where's
really
the combo
is.
Platter?
God, you make some gross generalizations here, man. I mean, we've got fucking 12 million people living here. You know, I don't know.
Well,
there's got to be somebody out there.
Well, no, I'm sure there is. We're still waiting patiently.
I see. You're looking for them. So you like to be chased a little bit. You
of
like
course.
To be hunted.
Yeah, because then I know that they really want me and I'm not, you know... just another girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want to feel special.
Do you ever approach guys at all?
The times I have, I've gotten rejected, so I don't do it anymore.
Really? Yeah. Well, now you know what guys feel like.
You would just think as a man, though, you get used to it, though. You know, like going in just
you
assuming
You never get used to
really?
Getting rejected, no.
Wow.
No, it's a terrible thing.
My friend called me, and he was so upset because he offered to buy a girl a drink, uh-huh. and she just said, no, thank you. And he was devastated over it. And I said, well, it might not even be anything about you. Maybe she was out with the girls. Maybe she wasn't thirsty. Maybe,
yeah.
I mean,
maybe she doesn't drink.
Right. He's like, well, what was she doing at a bar then?
Yeah.
And I'm like, people are allowed to go in without drinking, you know?
Yeah. But if she was interested, she'd give him some kind of a sign, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's not like you flat out say, no, I don't want to drink.
Right, no, that's
true.
So. I mean, I've declined drinks to good-looking guys, you know, but I've made other conversation, you
I
know?
See. Yeah,
so,
there
yeah, that's
you go.
True. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so fine. She didn't like you. Sorry.
No, but I'm really,
feel better.
If I don't like them, I'm nice, even if they, I say, I have a boyfriend, that's what I say, so they don't feel rejected and they can go up to the next girl
mm-hmm.
and it won't stop them from approaching,
right.
you know?
Yeah.
Well, they still feel rejected.
They
I
do?
Mean, yeah.
No, not if you're taken. Then I'm nice to them and I'm like, I still talk to them and make them feel like, oh, maybe they had a chance if I didn't have a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. But then they see you later talking to another guy.
Yeah. No,
actually
I'm a smooth
in the corner.
Operator.
So, but you do date, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been dating a little bit more lately, yeah.
Yeah. Where do you meet the guys?
Oh, God. Let me tell you what's going on now. So I just moved.
Craigslist?
I did try Match.com, though. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I swore I'd never do it. And then everyone kept saying, well, why don't you just try Match.com? So I finally gave in to it.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the guy who I met on there was really hot. Like, I walked into Starbucks, and I was like, whoa, what are you doing on Match? And we went out on like 5 dates, but he had a job working like for the NFL Network or whatever, and he was just into football so hardcore, it's like that's all he'd talk about.
Really?
You know? Yeah, I'm just like, oh,
that sounds like a fun date.
Yeah, I need something more.
So looks are not everything.
No, they aren't everything, but you got to be attracted to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But if they talk about football all the time, it's like the hell with you, right?
Of course.
I'm moving
yeah.
on to the next guy. You're not the only hot guy around here.
He was hot, but yeah.
Well, at least you know it's going to be number one right from the beginning. You know? At least he's not hiding anything.
Yeah, I know.
Later you're going to be like, please pay attention to me. And he's like, game's on. You can't say you didn't know.
Sherry would have been, okay, well, talk about football, whatever you want. Just give it to me.
Damn you.
Yeah. Let's cut the bullshit.
All right. Do you want me or not? You can score a touchdown.
Yeah. So was that the only date you had for Match.com?
I went on one other one. And, he ended up being a lot shorter than what he said. And I'm 5'9". And then I wore heels. So I was like 6 foot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then I got there. He was sitting down at first. So he didn't stand. I think he got there early and sat down so I wouldn't see his head.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of, you know, had
like
a little,
you'll never figure out, right?
Like, I'll never figure it out until he got up to go to the bathroom.
I was going to say, he just starts peeing in his seat.
I'm not going to let her find out.
He's telling you, don't you have to go to the bathroom so we can go at the same time?
So, yeah, I don't understand that. Why would people lie about themselves? I mean, obviously, you're going to find out,
right.
You know? And then you're going to be disappointed.
Because they probably think that you can, you know, that they'll win you over, mm-hmm. you know, in person. At least they'll get you there,
right.
You know?
But I mean, the first thing you notice is he lied. You know, so how can you possibly like him?
Well,
you know?
Not the first thing, because he waited till he went to the bathroom.
I see, okay. So he
gave me a chance to like his personality.
So he didn't get up to greet you or anything?
No.
Really? Mm-hmm. He just had you sit down, huh?
Yes.
Wow. So
like
he already knew something's wrong there.
I've gone out with men who lie about their height by like an inch. They're actually 5'7 or 5'8, and then they say 5'8 or 5'9. I'm like, you're already short. What's one inch? Like, I'm going to be like, whoa, 5'7 is too short, but 5'8 is perfect. You know, it's
aww.
Silly.
Yeah.
I know. Who cares?
Yeah.
As long as you're hung.
Well, you're going to have to investigate that, you know. It's not so. Well, unless you have a guy that just pulls out his pee-pee the moment he sees you.
Or sent it to you beforehand.
Yeah.
In your email.
Oh, yeah. That goes on a lot.
I know.
The guy send you pictures of their penis and stuff?
Pee-pees?
My girlfriend, she just whipped out a picture the other day of a big schlong, and I thought she was a joke, but it was a real. It was real, and I was like, oh, wow. That must hurt. I don't don't like them too big. It's just painful. I can't take it. I can't enjoy
it. Really? Have you tried one?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Was he black?
He was Armenian.
I've never been with an Armenian. I have to check it out.
Nice big sausage.
Not missing out much. I mean, big sausages are everywhere. It doesn't matter if you're Armenian or black, you know. But so it was too big for you. Well, you're kind of a tiny woman and stuff, right? And we were talking about this, you know. I don't think white women are equipped to handle big ones. You
oh,
know?
Really? Yeah. And what, as opposed to what kind of woman?
Well,
maybe I have black insides.
Yeah. Oh, you like
I work
big
at it.
Girl? Oh, okay.
No. I'll take them any size. Well, not any size. Small as you know. But
she will.
I'll make him feel good about himself. Like, wow, it's so big.
Yeah.
He's like, shut up. I know better.
Yeah. So you like a nice size, but not oversized or anything.
Yes.
Yes. That's okay, that's a good answer.
Just right, like Goldilocks said.
This one's too small. This one's too big, but this one is just right.
Oh, man.
No, but my latest date, can I tell you? So I just moved to Hollywood, right? Mm-hmm. It happens to be my next door neighbor.
Oh, wow.
Which I'm a little concerned about. Yeah. He's number 10 and I'm number 11. Mm-hmm. And, I'm liking him and he likes me and we've gone out several times. But my motto is don't shit where you eat. And, so I got to be careful with this one.
Yeah. Well, don't eat where you shit, you know, because you're eating first, then you're shitting later.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it sounds like the perfect arrangement.
Really? Yeah. I mean, it's going to make it even more like Melrose Place.
Yeah. Yeah. Except, you know what's going to happen? It's just like working with someone. You know, once you break up, it's going to be hard to live with them.
I know. See, I've never done that.
Yeah. You got to be careful, really. I mean, think about it. It might be attractive to you.
Right.
But, I mean, you know, once – because things always end up, you know, like –
I know, they all go sour.
Terrible.
Yeah.
They inevitably go sour.
Yeah.
That's a good attitude, guys.
Yeah.
Everything just ends up shitty.
It's optimistic over there.
As I'm like alone and broke. But it's a good life.
Hey, I'm alone and broke too.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you go out to clubs and things like that? You do?
Mm-hmm.
That's why you moved to Hollywood, probably.
No,
right?
I'm not a big clubber, but I go out. I mean, I have a friend that DJs, so he always invites me out.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a favorite place that you like to
meet? I like Bardot. It's on Hollywood and Vine.
Bordeaux. Oh, I think I've heard of it.
The place is too busy over there.
Yeah.
I mean, just like the whole area. I mean, parking and...
Yeah, it's hard to find parking in Hollywood, but I can just walk. So.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Really? Right. That close, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. I can walk everywhere. Oh, and I like the Roosevelt Hotel. I like going there.
The Roosevelt Hotel.
Mm-hmm. I was only in there once really drunk to use the bathroom.
It's a nice bathroom to use.
I don't remember it. I was walking down Hollywood Boulevard like, I gotta pee. And I just like stumbled in there.
One of those drunken nights. Oh, and my new little find is Scooby's Hot Dogs on Hollywood Boulevard.
Scooby's Hot Dogs?
Yes, good after a late night. Soak up the alcohol.
Really?
What makes them special?
Well, actually, okay, it's... where LA natives go. Well, not LA, you're a native after you've been here for 2 years, but Screw Pink's and stand in line forever with all the tourists.
Now, I guess you haven't been to Pink's Hot Dog.
I have been.
Oh, yeah. And you mean the line is the same?
The line is like, no, the line at Scooby's, there isn't a big line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's not as popular as Pink's.
I mean, people are just...
Pink's is popular because it's a tourist.
Yeah,
like,
it's
you
a
hear
tourist
how good it is,
spot.
So it's all tourists.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah. What she's saying is that the natives know where the real...
Yeah, the locals go there.
So there's no need for it to be like a big, long line.
Right.
But
we'll
I've never
have
had
to try
Pink's.
That. No?
No, never.
You will love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Good,
I mean, it's worth the wait.
Really?
It really is, yeah.
What? It's like over an hour in that line.
It depends. During lunchtime, maybe.
I know. No, all day long that line is there. And they only accept cash. So imagine how much money they're taking to the bank each day.
Or not to the bank, yeah. When it's cash, you don't take it to the bank.
Stuffing in the mattress.
Yeah. How good are hot dogs, though, really? I think it's really just all about the condiments that you put on
it.
Yeah, or the condoms, yeah.
Not that kind of hot dog.
No. Yeah, it depends. But no, I mean, the hot dog has to be good, too, you know.
I don't know. Really I just, does, like, cover it. With
it's the whole combination, yeah. But their chili's really good, you know. And they just, I don't know. I mean, I guess some places just get that reputation, and then it just builds up, you know.
Well, the bun is crucial. You have to have a good bun, a good sturdy bun, because you don't want that hot dog falling out
of
there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just like, every word you're saying is something completely different in my head.
I know, girl. There may be a little sexual innuendo to that.
Yeah.
A sturdy bun.
Yeah, she sees sex in everything.
Only when I started coming here.
I don't think so.
I walk in
something
the door and I'm
me.
Just like, cock, don't say that, oh God.
She's just following your lead, Sam.
Yeah. And I'm learning from you.
Yeah, she follows her nose. I mean, she knows she's in her element now.
No, I'm like, I'm finally at home.
At last.
Oh, man. So, you know, the guy, Tommy, that called us the other day?
Uh-huh.
He, you know, with the lesbian stories and
yes.
stuff? So, I guess he was trying to get his lesbian friends to listen to us and get off on this. So, he sent me an email that they actually did, you know?
What do you mean?
Just listening to us, you know?
That's what he was saying that day when he called.
Yeah.
He was
yeah.
saying, like, they were listening to us while they were all together.
Yeah.
That's what I was freaking out about.
Yeah. So, now they want him to have a foursome and all that stuff. So, we have some good stories coming up.
Wow.
Right?
Sam,
can
we're
we...
turning people on.
Yeah, there you go. Never thought we would.
I don't know. I'm thinking we need to start charging people now to listen to us.
Yeah.
This is going in a completely different direction.
Yeah.
I do have to say this because it's just on my mind. I spoke to my dad yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yes. And because he knows that I was interested in a radio show, but he doesn't know much about it.
Right.
So he was got all excited. And he was like, well, send me the link. Send me the link.
Yeah.
He's probably like, of all radio shows, you had to end up with this shit.
Well, right. First I had to give him this huge explanation and put it all on him first. And I said, well, you know how, you know, we watched Howard Stern together and Andrew Dice Clay. I was like father, like daughter. And he was like, what is it? And I said, okay, well, let's just say like yesterday, for example, I said, well, today we had a porn star MILF as the guest. And you just heard a sigh. And I said, entertainment, Dad, it's entertainment. And he was like, no, I know. I trust you, Shari. And he was like, but I just ask one thing of you. And I was like, what, Dad? And he was like, you have to promise me, Shari. And I'm like, what? And he was like, promise me you won't cross over from mainstream into porn. And I was like, Dad, no, I won't. And in my head, I'm just like, oh my God, you really can't.
Yeah. He's probably thinking, oh my God, I'm losing my daughter.
Totally. But as soon as I put like all the blame on him, he couldn't really say much because he's the one that, you know, introduced me to all of it at a young age, you know. But he really loves, you know, the Howard Stern show and all that kind of stuff. So I said, if you decide to listen to it, I'm not saying you should. I was like, actually say don't. But if you decide, just try to be unbiased and not think about it as your daughter speaking.
Yeah, exactly.
He was like, impossible. Impossible. I'm like, okay, don't listen to it then. But I broke the news and it was just really funny that he was really asking me not to get into porn. I'm like, do you not know me?
Seems like he took it okay.
Yeah.
I mean, my family really trusts me. I make like crazy decisions all the time and I always turn out fine. So,
yeah.
You know, he just had to say that. He had to be the father figure and say that to me.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with talking shit. I mean,
right.
He's just talking. You
right.
know? I mean,
but think about your daughter.
Yeah. Well, what does that have to do with
you
anything?
Hate her.
Sam, you have a daughter. How old is she?
She's 19.
Oh. But, yeah. Is she getting into trouble yet or no?
No, not really. Not really, no. No, she's not getting into trouble.
She's
I mean,
just
they do
like
the
mom.
Yeah, that's big trouble there. That kills me every day.
I know.
You know, and then the kids follow the pattern of their parents as well. You know.
Oh yeah.
And that's terrible.
Well, that's how I took after my dad, and he'd be joked about it too, because my mom does not drink or do anything, but my dad drinks and he gambles and I go to Vegas and stuff. And he was like, you really are your father's daughter. I was like, I am. I thought you'd be proud of me.
You see, and now I turn my son on to Howard Stern and stuff, you know. Now we can watch it on TV too.
A bonding moment.
Yeah, we bond that way. His mother doesn't think it's cruel, but
way to stimulate your kid intellectually. There you go.
Yeah,
there's some intellectual stuff going on there.
Yeah, and besides, you know, I mean, kids, you know, you can't keep it from them. You know,
no,
I mean, it's out there everywhere. You know, and so you know they're gonna watch porn. You know all this stuff. You know, so I mean, on Howard, it's at least softcore stuff. You
yeah.
know?
And then, I mean, at the time when he's not married anymore, is he?
He is married to a new woman.
Oh, remarried to the blondie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually told my dad that about you, too. I said, it's very professional, Dad. I said, he is married, so. You know, I was like, we talk. I was like, it's very Howard Stern. He was like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, tell him, we're not going to do any porno in the studio.
We're just going to pretend that we do.
Yeah. I know, we're all talk. All hot air. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
So let's take a short break, and we'll be back right after this.
For the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio, your real talk station, your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
I felt high. when I am traveling around the world and have internet connections, I like to gently cup up my balls and listen to LA Talk Radio. It's very nice.
Very nice.
It's very nice.
Very nice indeed.
I felt like I was in a far-off land there.
Just close your eyes. There we are.
With Aladdin. Yeah. Can I be Jasmine?
You just want to sing A Whole New World. You musical theater girl.
I love that song.
I used to sing it with my gay best friend who wasn't out at the time. And now I'm like, really, Cher, you guys used to act out. A Whole New World. I think you should have known. Plus, he was running around in a unitard. I should have known.
Key.
So what kind of theater do you do?
The last play I did was Casino. But
based on the movie?
Yeah.
Really? Uh-huh. Wow.
Hollywood Fight Club.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can you show like a mafia movie on stage? That's pretty creative, huh?
I don't know. They did.
Yeah.
That was the movie with Sharon Stone, right?
Yes.
Did you play her role? Mm-hmm. I could see the resemblance actually a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Hollywood Fight Club, you said?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to audition for them, but they wanted a lot of money.
They do want
they
money.
Want a lot
I know,
of money.
That's a kind of a red flag I should
right.
have paid.
Well,
I mean,
you have to pay something, I guess, to keep a theater company going.
Yeah.
But theirs is really
yeah,
expensive.
Is. Yeah.
So I was like, nope, not going to
yeah.
do it.
I know.
Oh, I didn't realize that. So in the beginning, you have to pay
they
until
make
you become
money
big.
When you become part of the troupe.
You really aren't supposed to pay that. I mean, it's stupid. But they make money off the actor in every way in this
yes,
town, you know?
Yeah.
So.
But no, there are some theater companies that are like $20
dues
and stuff like
yeah.
that, like
right.
a month, which is fine, you know, because they have to keep, you
or
know.
Or 60, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
which
there's
is normal.
But this was just like you have to pay
yeah.
for the show. Like
a couple
you're
hundred,
yeah.
and then you sell some tickets.
Yeah, they were making you do everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? I was like, I might as well just have my own theater company,
yeah,
you know,
there
with
you
all
go.
The money you're putting forward.
Yeah. But I guess it helps you get some experience and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
I tried.
Maybe you'll get discovered.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, I was all, like, snobby about theater when I came out here because it's what I'm trained in.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was coming out here, I was like, I'm doing TV and film, and that's it. I'm trained in theater, and now I'm, like, heading back there because you just miss being creative, you
uh-huh.
know, and getting on stage and doing it.
Yeah.
So.
When was the last time you were in a play or something?
25 years ago.
25 years ago today.
No, it was probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I did the charity, I did the vagina monologues.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I did that too.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Funny.
Mm-hmm.
I had to explain that one to the
what
family too, because they had no idea
you?
What it was about.
Yeah.
Like,
I know, I usually have a dialogue with a vagina, but you know.
Were you the vagina that was a river?
No, I wasn't, but I should have been. Did you listen to the show?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
I tell you, I do no homework. Come on.
All right, well, that was just funny. You're very intuitive.
That's what my psychic said, that I have a third eye. I'm a scorpion.
Really?
Right there.
Scorpions
are
pretty
sexual. Eyes, yeah.
Yeah, everyone
scorpions
does.
Are,
they're pretty sexual, right?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Sexual and stubborn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Scorpio rising, I think, or something. So
it's somewhere in you.
Yeah, it's somewhere in me.
Shake it up a little. Shake it up.
But yeah, so you just did Casino?
Over a month ago, like July. Yeah.
And how long did it go for? I mean, it wasn't just a one
weeks.
Time. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So you get some satisfaction out of that, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just like to go on some more auditions, commercial and stuff like that, make some money on
yeah.
it, right? I've been trained enough and spent money
right,
in classes enough, so it's
right.
time
well,
to
it's always
the
ones. It's always the actors that don't
do
really care about it. And
that
they don't,
get it.
That, I'm always hearing that, like people that are not trained. I mean, you don't have to have training,
yes,
but actually have the love for it.
Yes.
That are just like, whatever, it's fun.
Yes.
Those are the ones that are always getting the gigs, you
know?
And I hate to say I'm an actress. I like to say I'm an artist because
yeah.
I tell people, I'm like, I actually genuinely like the craft.
Yeah.
It's not just about getting famous, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
So... I mean, I've been writing a one-woman show for 5 years, you
oh,
know.
Really?
Yeah, and I even did the producing thing a few months ago, which I realize I hate behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Round up the money.
But yeah, I just
want
to be around it, you know, mm-hmm. where so many people are just like, oh, I just want to be in the camera and everyone
yeah,
loves me.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's who you know, so you got to network a lot. You got to be out there, you know. You don't
yeah.
have a choice. I mean, but you know what? In everything that you do, it's like that. You have to sell. You have to sell yourself, you know? And there's just so much competition. And in everything, it's not just in that. You know, I mean, in business and everything, it's like the rate of failure is so high, you know, because there's only so many positions
right.
available.
But Tony Robbins.
Is that what I sound
yes,
like?
Yes, a little personal empowerment
yeah.
there. Thank you very much for my daily
yeah.
my daily power session.
Yeah,
well,
there you
take
go.
Advantage of it because you don't get very often positivity.
So you have like a personal psychic?
I have this one woman that I go to. She's like she's weird, scary weird. Mm-hmm. But now she won't see me for some reason. She's like, I walked in the other day, a couple weeks ago actually, and she's like, I don't know, she's kind of weird. She's like, your energy's bad. I can't read you.
Wow. That didn't make you feel
but
bad.
But then she's like, let my assistant read you. And like, she's trying to train this assistant. And I'm like, I don't want her. I want you. Because the assistant's not any good.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe she has bad news and doesn't want to share it with you.
She told me that in 2 years, I'm going to marry this man. He's on lives on the East Coast now. Mm-hmm. And that he's in the fashion business, which I do fashion, so that's kind of weird. She knew nothing about that. And what else did she say? That he's going to be very, very like particular about things and everything, but that we won't get divorced.
Let me ask you a question, though. Yeah. Did she, because psychics can say anything, you know, about the future, but did she prove herself?
No, really?
But I mean, yes, but here's my point, though. Did she prove herself by telling you things about your past that she would never know? That way you know to trust them. Because you're like, she's really good. Well, it's probably because she's telling you good things.
Yes. Yeah, no, she did tell me some stuff about my past. That's why I kind of, you know, she has some credibility towards me, but who knows now?
I'm not saying she's not real. I just know people who go to psychics who just love what they say,
right.
You know, and don't, you know, whereas I went to one years ago as a young girl, and mm-hmm. she knew everything about me that she couldn't have known, so then I just knew, you know, and so I kept seeing her.
No, I truly believe that some people do have a gift.
I do, too.
Right. Yeah, but then there's a lot of I'll take your money and, tell you
so what makes you want to go to a psychic in the first place?
I just, you know, sometimes it's kind of like a therapy in a way. You're just like, you don't know what decisions to make and everything's up in the air and maybe she'll help give you some direction. Like, I don't plan my life by it or anything.
Right.
But
you don't know her from a hole in the wall. I mean, you might as well go to some homeless guy and he'll tell you what you
want
to
hear. Or ask your friend. A homeless guy. What do you think I should do?
But I guess the bottom line is it makes you feel good.
Makes me feel better,
Yeah.
I'll give you $40 bucks.
Give you some hope.
I'm like that way with my horoscopes.
Really?
Like I read them and I'm just like, all right. And then when they're bad, I'm just like, yeah, screw you. You're not real anyway.
Let me tell you the best horoscope to check out. It's called SusanMiller.com. Uh-huh. Have you been there?
No.
It's like each month you get like a page on just your horoscope. And
I'll check it out.
She's very on.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. But you see, in order for this to be really accurate, they have to know when you were born and where and the time and everything. So, you know, when you just get a horoscope, it's very general.
It's generalized.
Well, she says if you were born like on early November, then this will tend to happen. But if you were in later November, then this, you know.
Yeah.
So.
You see, I don't know if it necessarily determines what's going to happen, but it determines more like who you are and what you are, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I subscribe to that because there are some things that are really like you can make generalizations about, you know, like signs and stuff. But I don't know, you know, I mean, when I went to an astrologist once and she did my chart and stuff, and that was pretty accurate mm-hmm. shit, you know, I mean, that was, you know, but she knew exactly when I was born and everything. I mean, she knew stuff about my kids that totally blew me away,
right.
You know, she did their charts as well.
It is a science.
Yeah, mm-hmm. or even, well, I don't know if it's a science, a little bit. But, you know.
Don't look at me.
Yeah,
they
can't prove anything.
Well, I mean, the whole stars thing.
I'm a big skeptic. Don't pay attention to me.
I want to believe it's a science.
Yeah.
You should bring one in, you know.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm. We do have a couple on the station and stuff. But,
oh, you do?
Yeah, so maybe we'll do. There was one that used to have a show here, and... TJ said she was very good.
I love them. I haven't been to one in years. I would love one. Eddie was pretty right on the other day, Eddie Connor.
Yeah. I know when
he was
saying.
A brief reading to me. Like, he was really right on.
Yeah. Me. Yeah. He's an intuitive, you know. Yeah. He doesn't need to do charts.
Right.
Stuff, whatever that means.
Whatever. He read me.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, I think it's also pretty safe to say that most people have had a trauma or two in their lives.
I thought about that when I listened to it. And, again, it was that positive thing that he was like, you're past that. And I'm like, yes, I am. I listened to it like 3 times to get super inspired. I was like, wow, he really knows me.
Yeah. No, but he's really good. I mean, you know, I asked him once to put a voodoo on someone.
Remind me not to make you angry. Wow.
Yeah, the former landlord, man. I wanted to see something bad happen to him.
We froze our landlord. You can freeze them.
How do you freeze them?
You take one of those little dolls and just put it in the freezer.
Okay, you guys are both weird.
And, you know, if you really want to get into it, then you need a hair sample. You can really do some... damage with the hair sample.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're taking people's brush.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Oh, see? Scandalous.
No,
you got
I watched
it in
a
you,
movie.
Girl. too much Law and Order for you.
Do you watch TV?
I do watch a little TV. Mm-hmm.
What do you like?
I like the Rachel Zoe show because of the styling. I love Bravo reality shows. I love those housewives.
Yeah.
Oh, they're off the hook. I really like the New York and the OC ones.
Really?
I like, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
OC was fun, and I watched a bit of New York and stuff. There's characters.
There's something with those OC girls, man. They're like a uniform. They all got the overly bleached hair, the boob job, and the acrylic nails.
Mm-hmm. It's seriously like all the people
surgery.
I wait tables on.
Yeah.
Really, it is.
Yeah. It's like standard.
Do you do reality? I mean, do you watch a lot of reality TV?
I mean, I like the Bravo. That's the only stuff. And the Millionaire Matchmaker, I get a kick out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Patty.
I never watched that one.
Oh, she tells it like it is, man.
Really?
I have a list of like 10 or 15 shows that I watch, so when a new reality one comes out, I'm
it's
like,
too much.
It's too much. Unless like I turn on the TV and I get caught watching it, and then it's all over with. Uh-huh. Like, if you get me 5 minutes into it, it's my new show.
Yeah. But then there's TiVo, so you can, you know, pass a lot of the time by fast-forwarding those commercials and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Wow.
What about you, Sam?
What about me?
Has reality sucked you in?
No, not really. I mean, the only one I used to watch was Survivor, and then Big Brother, like when it first started. And that was pretty cool, you know. But I have no patience for TV. You know, I get too restless and stuff. So for some reason, when I read, I'm more relaxed, you know, and stuff. So with
TV, is that what you do when you get home? You pretty much read?
I read, yeah. I'm catching up because for a year and a half after I started the station, I had no time for anything. Mm-hmm. And I missed reading a lot because I love to read. And so I've been catching up on some, yeah.
I never know what to read. No, honestly, like I know what I kind of like, so I always end up reading all these like self-help books.
I like self-help books. They're
I do.
Always,
like, or
always,
inspirational, yeah, motivational. I do.
It inspires you to go take on the day.
Yeah. My best friend knows like me very well, so he's like, there's this book and you'll like it. And I'm like, okay. But otherwise, I don't really know my interests beyond.
You know what? I think the best book I read on self-help was Wayne Dyer's...
Power of Intention?
No, actually, the Erroneous Zones. That was like from back 30 years ago or something. But
funny, that's the one you chose out of all of his.
Why?
The Erroneous Zone?
Yeah.
That is an old one, but
Not Erogenous Zones, Erroneous Zones. Yeah.
I was like, I didn't know Dr. Dyer went that
way. No, not Erogenous.
Thank you for clearing that up for me. No. I was like, why is he asking me why I find that interesting?
but that one deals with guilt and seeking approval and all that stuff. It helped me a lot when I was in my teens.
He's one of my favorites. I have a lot of his books.
Really?
Yeah. My friend just went to his conference the other day. It was like 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But now he's become like all spiritual and stuff, you know?
Yeah, I love that.
You do, uh-huh. Huh? Yeah.
It's not a particular thing. Yeah, it's just...
You see, I just want straight therapy, you know? Fuck the spiritual
but
stuff.
But when you get the spiritual stuff, then you realize you don't really need the therapy because you realize you already have everything inside you ever need. You just got to tap into it.
Oh, yeah,
she sucked right in.
I am. Oh, you haven't seen my video
blogs. You could be his publicist.
Yeah, what's with that video blog now? I mean, you have... I caught something. I wasn't really listening to it.
Thanks. I already have enough of her in the morning.
Yeah. I'm like, I couldn't believe you were like sitting there and you guys reading out of a book. What is that?
No, that's something different.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, that's something different. Where my friend and I, who was my co-producer, there's an organization called wearewhatwedo.org, mm-hmm. and it's about, you know, doing actions and stuff, little things to change the world. And so she found the book, and we decided that we were going to do YouTubes of each action. Like the first one was, you know, for a week, well, really for the rest of your life, but stop using plastic bags, uh-huh. you know, and use like, you know, the shopping bags that you get, you know, you could buy at the stores. And week two was... you know, whatever, plant a tree, you know, or smile at somebody. So we decided that each week we're posting these videos and we have people like doing these actions along with us and emailing us.
Yeah.
And we're giving out prizes and we're just doing it on our own and trying to like, you know, change the world a little bit by doing small little things.
Yeah.
That's what that was.
See, she's pretty ambitious. Change the world.
So, I know, but it's, you know what, if everyone says that, you know, they are, you know, not one person can do it, then it never gets done.
That's
and the
true.
Point of this is, you know, small actions plus a lot of people equals big change.
Yeah.
So I agree.
It's doing
Must
a tiny
inspire
thing.
People,
you know,
yeah.
And I read this book and it was so silly, but it's small little things. It was said, you know, don't keep your most people keep their cell phones charged all night long, mm-hmm. when it really only takes 2 hours of charging. So I've now like stopped doing it at night, and when I'm getting ready in the morning, I charge it, you know, because you're just using up all, you know, environment and all this It's stuff I didn't know about, and I'm learning a lot about just by doing it. So I figure, you know, I'm doing my part.
You really think you're helping the environment with your cell phone? I mean, come on. You know, how much electricity does it take?
Well, but imagine every single person doing that. If every single person stops doing that, it ends up being a lot. That's the point about it. That's
small action. You're trying to get everybody
to do your own. Yeah, that's what it is. We're telling people to repost the videos. We already have people doing
really?
It with us. We do.
That's awesome.
You know, she has her little following. I have my little following. We have people reposting our videos for us and stuff each week, you know.
Nice.
We just did a really fun one with a blow-up doll. We're trying to make it entertaining, too. What we were teaching, talking about first aid and learning first aid and stuff was this last one, you know. Mm-hmm. So
first aid on a doll.
Well, we weren't going to do it on each other. So.
Oh, I see.
Or not, you know, she's the conservative one. So.
Really?
And now we're collecting for UNICEF. I mean, we're just doing, you know, small things.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a lot of pleasure, huh?
It does. Like, that's what I do sometimes after I leave here, like, after I've been talking about sex. let me go do some other things.
You can feel at peace with yourself.
You know what? When we have people, like, emailing us and saying, you know what? I stopped using plastic bags, you know, or I stopped doing this. We're only on week 6 right now, or week 5. So we still have 45 more weeks to go.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're really committing to it.
Yeah,
so.
That's true. And then you can put it together as a DVD or something, you know?
You know, and the organization doesn't even know we're doing it. You know, we just read, you know, she saw the book and we saw the website and we haven't even told them we're doing it. We're just, you know, helping them along.
Yeah.
So.
Why haven't you?
I think eventually we will. I think we just kind of want to get it started and then be able to, like, present them with some stuff and say, hey, we got all these people to do this,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
But right now we're in the beginning stages.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds good.
So go on my website and check it out.
Yeah. So what about the video blogs you mentioned?
Oh, those video blogs is just Sherry and her rants about everything. I would turn the video camera on and I would just go with lots of coffee, kind of how I do now on the radio, but I was doing it on video and I don't understand why people, I know it sounds silly, want to watch me, but I have subscribers that just, like, wait for my next video because I'm really honest on there and I don't hold back and I say what's on my mind, whether it's spiritual or whether it's really anything, you know, stuff I've gone through in my life or just, you know, ranting about life. So those are really where those come from.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, where can we check these out? YouTube?
They're on YouTube. They're on my Facebook. They're on my MySpace.
Okay.
Pretty much everywhere, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And she talks about ranting, right? The most optimistic person in the world.
Well, what my worst rant? Well, you know, I things happen to me in my life. You know, I have car trouble. I have all this stuff. And sometimes you forget that those things are really, you know, out of your control. And it's, you know, so I get caught up in the moment. I'm normal. I'm human.
Yeah.
I can get upset, but I talk myself out of it. So, yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Yeah. Are you a pretty positive person?
Wait,
I don't want to be like the
way
only...
to put the pressure on me, man. Jeez.
It's okay. You can say you hate people.
No, I'm a positive
person.
I think I'm pretty positive, but I'm not doing all these things for the earth like you are.
You don't have to. You could just go around smiling at people and opening doors, and that's enough.
Exactly. Yeah,
it
be
really
nice
is.
To people,
yeah.
And then maybe they'll do something for the environment.
They're inspired.
Yeah.
Kindness inspires kindness. It really does.
There you go.
Yeah.
It really does.
Pay it forward.
What about you, Sam?
What about me?
I'm passing the bat.
Like,
I do everything
music.
That's not politically
person?
Correct. Yeah.
We're working on that.
You better pick up Wayne Dyer's new book then.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I tend to complain a lot. My son is always, Dad, we're actually eating and you're not complaining. Because it's like the food is never right, you know. It's either too hot, too cold,
dry. Oh, you're
dry.
Like my dad.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, he's a bitcher too.
Yeah.
You guys could have a bitch fest together.
There you go, you know, and it's a lot of fun too.
How does your wife take all that?
Well, I suck the energy out of her. She used to be very optimistic. Sucked it all out of her, man.
Small change.
There you go.
Wow.
Makes you want to get married, eh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's good things to be married, obviously, you know.
Tax break?
No, not really. I mean, it's like, you know, you always have someone there and stuff, you know, but then it gets on your nerves. You don't want someone there all the time.
She's all positive, and you're like, shut up, let me bitch.
Yeah.
That's great. That's what I'm
here
for.
What are you so happy about? Damn it.
Well, you know, bitch, you can talk about the food being bad. I mean, is it going to change it?
Yeah.
No.
Probably not. Well, yeah, I could send it back and get something else.
And then you can have your waitress spit in your
face.
See,
he's one of those that abuses the waitress,
I
don't
never do,
you?
No. I respect people.
I had someone do that last night to me in the restaurant.
What did they do?
I'm really patient. They wanted to know all about this fish that we had, and so I went and described it for them, and then they wanted to get it made their, you know, particular way. And I said, well, I can't really guarantee how that's going to taste because you're changing the dish, you know?
Right.
So they made me do all this work. I brought it out to them. They tried it. They're like, you know what? I don't really like fish anyway.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, my God.
And it was just, I was so busy at that moment. And
you had to deal with it.
Yeah, and it was just like, if you don't really ever eat fish, don't order it. Don't change it. And if you don't eat fish, like, trust the way we're making it because it's probably going to be really good,
right,
you know?
Right.
I have so many stories. It's just abuse stories in there,
it's
you know?
Tough working with people, you
oh,
know?
My
I mean,
God.
I remember, you know, in my early days and stuff, I used to work at a restaurant and that. Well, like a fast food restaurant mm-hmm. and that. And it just, you know, you deal with a lot of people and stuff. Actually, I worked, when I lived in Vegas, I worked as a waiter at one of the hotels also. And, yeah, I mean, people, it just, you see the ugliest side of them, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing about restaurants is that it's not like, you know, if you're an insurance person or whatever. I mean, not everyone really gets insurance, but everyone has to eat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you come across every type of personality.
Right.
And that's why most people that are in the restaurant industry drink a lot.
Really?
Because, no, seriously, when you get out of work, like, you've dealt with, you go from one table to the next table, and you've got, like, crazy people here, and you've got calm people here, you have the romantics over here, and you got to just keep constantly adjusting yourself and getting, you know, being okay with people. When you get out of work, you're just like, Jesus, I need a drink, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's an interesting way to get to know people and understand people, you know?
And then did the fish people give you a good tip at least?
No.
Those are the worst.
It's the ones you leave alone and you let them be, and they're like so non, you know, they don't need anything.
Right.
Those are the ones that give me the biggest tips. I'm like, I didn't even do anything. I feel bad taking their money.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the ones that are like drive you crazy and run you around that leave you nothing. But then we also call it the lip tip. That's always the best. As soon as like they give you like a verbal, you know, compliment, they mm-hmm. go up, you're the best waitress I've ever had. I'm like, oh, Jesus, there's my tip.
Because
you know you're getting a really crappy tip. Yeah, we call it the lip tip.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
As soon as you get that and they go to your manager and they tell you how great you are, you know you're not making money because they feel like that's, you know, the way they're
that's
doing
your
it
tip.
For you.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Yeah. I've had someone ask me if I want their leftovers as my tip.
What? Really?
I'm like, I'm big, but come on.
Yeah.
I'm not one of those on the street. I work for food.
Oh, my God.
I was so insulted.
I'm
but
sure.
Yeah, I mean, you come across, I mean, I've been in, you know, restaurants for 15 years in all different cities, so I've had some crazy-ass people, but one of my favorite restaurants I ever worked at was in New York, and it was kind of, I'm going to say it was ghetto. And I don't mean a particular type of people. I just, you know, you could be white. Like, honestly, you could be white, black. But you're just ghetto, you know?
Right.
And we would have, it was a barbecue restaurant, and we had quarter and half chickens. And a regular question at the restaurant would be like, yeah, what's bigger, the quarter or the half chicken? Not a lie. And I'd be like, the half, sir. The half chicken is bigger.
Let's go back to fractions.
Right.
Yeah, maybe if you look at the price, you'll know, right?
That might be a dead giveaway. Oh, that was the most fun I've ever had. But that's where I did the bus boys.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was an interesting time.
Yeah. So, I mean, do they still like sort of like pool all the tips and then they give everybody an equal amount?
It depends on the restaurant you're working for. I mean,
really?
We make our own individual tips, but we still have to tip the busboy. We have to tip the food runner, the bartender, the host now,
right,
which is
right.
something new when I moved to California. I said, I have to tip the hostess. Like, they get paid to seat people, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, you're like last night, I mean, I'm practically giving all my money away,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Granted, I couldn't do the job that I do well without them, you know,
right.
helping me, but I would never work in a restaurant where I have to share with the other servers because there's some really bad servers out there,
I'm sure,
you know?
I'm sure.
And I pretty much make really good tips, you know, in the restaurants I work in. So I'd be like, oh, I'm not working with that shitty server,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So really you're just tipping out your support staff, not each other.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's good. Otherwise, it's like socialism, you know? I mean, everybody pulls the resources together and get the same amount,
yeah,
you know? So then there's no incentive to try hard.
And
know?
Then you also have people that are cheating it, too. Like, I had friends who worked that way, and, like, servers would, you know, pocket some money and say, oh, well, I only made this much money,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
So.
Except now it's harder because most people pay with cards and stuff, right?
Right.
Credit cards and
exactly.
that. So you can't really cheat.
What's really cool about California is that they pay minimum wage mm-hmm. for servers. And on the East Coast, you get like $2 an hour, so you would never see a paycheck. So when I moved out here, I was like, oh, my God, I get a paycheck on top of tips? I mean, granted, it's just a little money, but
don't
it was...
Don't you have to get minimum wage on the
East Coast?
Uh-uh.
$2.13 an hour. Yeah, you don't have to. Miami, New York, it was all $2-something an hour. So you would get checks that said, this is not a check.
Really?
Yeah, they were void.
Oh.
Wow.
So you would pay like a lot of taxes and stuff, so.
That should be illegal that they don't give you... you know,
minimum wage.
Yeah, minimum wage.
Because you're a tipped employee, so you don't have to actually make, you know, money. Right. And that's why they would have so many servers, because they didn't really have to pay them much.
Right.
Here they try not to hire as many because, you know, it's a lot more money they're giving out.
Yeah. I mean, that's pathetic, you know, to let the customers have to pay your salary, you know?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, it is wrong.
Especially since a lot of people don't know how to tip,
you
know?
Yeah.
And they're always like, all you did in the restaurant in New York, they would give you, no matter what the bill was, they would give you $5 if, you know, you did a good job, and like $2 if you didn't. It didn't matter if the check was like $200. They're like, here's $5. Don't spend it all in one place.
God.
But restaurants are such a fun place to work. I mean, I tried doing the office gig for a while, and I just can't.
Can't do it.
No, I always end up going back to the restaurants.
Because you're an artistic type of person.
Yeah. I just love talking to people, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to get me away from a table.
Yeah.
Maybe that explains the tip situation.
Yeah. Have you ever had to do any office work and stuff? Like 9 to 5?
No, not really. I can't do that. I'm just, that's not my personality type. I feel restrained in a cubicle.
I know. I wonder who does work like that in L.A., because everybody's like, I can't do that kind of work.
That's
why
there's no restaurant jobs. Everyone's looking for them.
Yeah.
Most artists don't want to be in offices. Plus, you also need your days free, for auditions when you ever do get them.
I see. Okay. Yeah, that's true. That's true. So that's why a lot of people take, like, waitressing, right?
Yeah, because you have flexibility. You can get your shifts covered. You know, your shifts are only 3 or 4 hours. Mm. So it's a really good, it's a really good gig. That's how I'm off. I'm here today now.
I see. Okay.
On Wednesdays, yeah.
I see.
Got someone to cover them. I said, I'm doing this radio gig. Can you take my shift away?
Yeah.
So
you usually work in the mornings?
Just on Wednesday. It was my one lunch shift.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was able to go in there and get rid of that, which I wanted to get rid of it anyway.
Yeah.
So luckily, they were really supportive, and said, all right,
but
yeah, go
do it. But you still be
it.
Able to make it for lunch, no?
No, because sometimes the shift started like 10 or
11
in the morning.
Oh, I see. Okay. You got to prepare and everything.
Yeah, so I lost a day of work. Sam.
Oh,
sounds
wow.
like a raise here.
Well, maybe they can make it up to you at another day or something.
Well, now I have an extra day off a week.
Yeah. Oh, God, now I'm under pressure. Fuck it.
And Sam, I made $500 on Wednesdays.
You did? Well, fuck it. Go back to the waitress.
We don't need you that badly.
Yeah.
We need a day off from
I
you
can't
anyway.
Compete.
That's funny.
Oh, wow, man. So, do you have any siblings?
No.
Really? An only child? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yep.
Wow, that's good. So you're spoiled as hell, probably, right?
I think you're a princess.
Well, I mean, in moderation.
I only wear a tiara when I sleep.
No. It's not that bad. No, they do come visit me. They're on rotation. My mom comes down for a while, and then my dad comes down. Because when it's all three of us, it's like, it's too much for me. I can't take both my parents at once.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, because I have a bitcher father, see, and then he brings tension to the whole family. And my mom's just like, oh, God, your father did it again. I knew we shouldn't have come down together. And I'm like, I know. And she's like, God, next time I'm coming down without your dad.
And you're like, why are you married?
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are there any happily married couples?
I don't think
probably
so.
Not, no.
I don't think so.
So maybe it's a blessing in disguise that I'm alone.
I mean, they've been together over 30 years, so.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it is.
That's a long time.
So they're probably used to bitching at each other already. It's just part of the routine.
It's a constant. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My mom says when she doesn't bitch, it means she doesn't care. The day I stop talking, Jacqueline, is when I stop caring.
That's like a true nagger. Yeah. Rationalizing.
Yeah, you see, now I have a reason to continue bitching all the
there
time.
There you go. You know? Gives you
great.
Hope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that.
Oh, wow, man.
Have you had serious relationships?
No.
Mm-mm. Ever?
No.
Mm-mm. Wow. What are you doing wrong? I'm just kidding.
I know, right?
You think you got commitment
this
issues?
This is a question I ask myself every day. I don't know. My mom's concerned.
Do you think maybe you're a lesbian?
Oh, my God. My last apartment manager did
think. My last girlfriend?
No, my last apartment manager did think I was a lesbian. It was quite funny because I have a ton of girlfriends. You know, I've never had trouble making girlfriends, but I can't, like, meet a guy that I'm into.
Mm.
So he would always like conjure up all these fantasies in his head, and then he'd tell my next door neighbor who was friends with me, oh, I think Jacqueline's a lesbian and this and this, and her, I saw a picture, like he'll go in my apartment sometimes to do handiwork and he's like, I saw a picture and her girlfriend and her were hugging and like make it like it's some big thing, and my girlfriend was like, girls hug, that's just, doesn't mean they're lesbian.
He was just picturing after that picture, oh, it was like bra and panties and pillow fights.
Oh yeah, I mean he was probably in my panty drawer, I shouldn't have
that's
left
so
him
gross.
In there alone.
No, you should never leave him there alone.
I know.
You don't know. He could be installing a camera or
that's
something.
That's what I was... Yeah. We did have that ongoing joke that we thought there was a camera in the apartment. Because he'd always come out right when we got home or something, you know?
Yeah.
He'd always know.
I always worry about people going through my stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. When I just had a friend stay with me recently, I was like, okay, hide the toys. Don't go on my computer. Last thing says red tube. Well, actually, when I took my computer and my laptop to get fixed, I was like... They were like, we don't have to do much to it. We could just go and check, you know, your history and this. I'm like, you know what? Just erase the hard drive. I didn't want them to see, like, history of all this.
What are you up to on there, girl?
I'm
checking out.
The photography.
Is that what we call
the
it
direction,
now?
Yeah.
The direction. I'm thinking about becoming a director.
Just figuring out all the angles.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm a true artist at heart. I need to, you know, research all all parts of film.
What about you? Do you enjoy watching porn sometimes?
You know, it's too corny.
Is it really?
I don't think that they make it
you're watching
for
the wrong ones.
Yeah, which ones, girl? You know, I'd be okay to check out some.
But you don't always need a story with a movie, you know? I mean, you just need to be turned on for 2 minutes.
That's a man's point of view. Well, yes, that's how it is. That's how it is. I watch the first minute to check out their relationship. And how they know each other.
Oh, relationship and porn.
Well,
it
gets the mind going. Uh-huh. And then I fast forward to the last shot.
Okay.
On her face.
That's yeah. True. Actually, the clip I was watching of Erica. From yesterday.
Oh,
yeah,
what was
come
Erica
her face.
Up to? Oh, come on her face.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. She did just about everything.
Yeah, no, I watched one yesterday that's one of my all-time favorites, and it's really funny because... Oh, I just put it on. Am I going to get a virus?
Good.
Now, so you do this by yourself, or do we do joint porn with, you know, a mate and then get into it that way?
To me, it's very personal, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? You don't do it ever with your wife?
No.
And, like, make it a happy experience?
No, never, never.
I mean, I've had guys that want to watch it, and we've, you know, gone home, and he turns it on, but I'm just immediately, at that point, I'm just like, let's just be together, you know?
No. Yeah, I feel weird to watch it with a woman.
Oh, really?
You know? Even with a guy, yeah. I never even tried.
Well, I hope you're not sitting watching porn with
he's showing
it. No friends sometimes sit and
he's showing
it
to his son, like, they watch how it's doing together.
There you
they
go.
Have porn nights together, too.
The rides on the Sibian and stuff. Oh, my God.
Inducting his kid into
Don't do it that way. Put it in this way.
Yeah.
But I was saying the one that I watched yesterday was... it was very similar to the story you told about going over as an actress and the guy shows up without a shirt.
Oh, yes.
Because it was actually an acting porn. Like, the girl was needing a job.
Oh, the and damsel stuff. In distress. Come in here, my dear. I'll show you.
She's like, I'm new to Hollywood. And, you know, he's like, well, there's only one way to really make it in this town. It was so corny. But she was so hot. And the whole situation was so hot. I usually... Fast forward to the end. Uh-huh. I couldn't even make it to the end.
Really?
It was really hot.
You just like the seduction. Huh?
It was just like the way, you know, she was like looking at him and talking to him. I was just like, that's me.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you're so into it. Most girls aren't into porn.
Yeah. Like,
a lot of them are into. Believe me, we have a lot of people.
They just don't talk about it.
People, I mean, we get a lot of women coming through here, and I think many of them enjoy it a great deal. But, you know, I mean, I can understand when women don't. Many women don't, you know, because it does, in a way, objectify women and stuff like that, you know. And it
objectify
is about...
Objectify me.
Yeah. And it is about mostly male fantasies and stuff.
Yes.
But women...
I don't know. I think women share the same fantasies.
Yeah.
I do. I just think a lot of people are... you know, repressed and told that it is a male thing.
Right.
A lot of girls that I talk to, they're like, oh, yeah, I watch it, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I go through stages. I went through, you know, a few months ago where I didn't watch any, and then I make up for lost time.
Yeah, and now she's the most popular user on the site.
What about the interactive?
I should get, like, you know, member of the month.
Yeah.
What about what?
The interactive porn.
What's that?
Isn't it where you pay and then there's an actual live girl or something?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, like webcams and stuff. Yeah,
yeah, like that's just too... That's like cheating to me.
No, I'm not interested in that.
I feel like, don't you think?
It probably is, yeah.
I mean, so there's a live girl and she's touching herself. And
but that's like going to a strip club. Would you think your boyfriend was cheating on you if he went to a strip club?
No, I don't think... No, I mean, it depends what kind of strip club. Are they, you know, there's juice bars and then there's where they can't.
I love how you know this. She's like,
my dad owned a strip club.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's interesting.
I know about this.
Who owned the strip club?
My dad.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So you grew up around that?
Uh-huh. It was kind of a difficult childhood because everyone wanted to know what my father did, so I'd always come up with a new excuse, you know, because when you're little, shit, that ain't cool.
And you always have, like, their parents would come in for, like, this is what my parent does.
And, yeah, take your daughter to work there.
Or you, like, bring it to school and he brings a stripper in to school. Show the kids what you do. She's giving lap dance.
But you must have seen how much money they make. Isn't it ever something that occurred to you to do?
What, the stripping?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I've gotten an education. I can make money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But not as much as they can.
Sometimes they're smarter by doing that. They're making more money than people with, you know, suits.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I figure, you know, if you do only topless and nobody ever touches you or
that's
anything.
That's what it was.
Yeah, you know, then it's not such a bad thing. Yeah. I think I would do it if I were a woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's good money in it.
Yeah, I don't think people are uneducated that do it. I think there are plenty of reasons to do it for some
people. But a lot of them are because it's quicker money.
Right.
You know,
right.
That is what type, you know, when they had a kid young or something
right.
like that.
Yeah,
and it's easier
yeah.
for them to support themselves.
That's true.
Which is fine. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but...
Yeah. You're not the type, though. I mean, obviously, you're more classy and you value yourself a little more than...
She said it's an act.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Let me take it back.
Just because she won't strip doesn't mean she's not a dirty whore. And she's like smiling really big. Yeah. She has a scarf on around her neck. The next thing
she's
you
like,
know, it's over her head.
Yeah. They figured me out.
She's like, that's really my day job.
Yeah. What about pole dancing? I mean, what's that all about?
Oh, we have a new exercise. It's like a pole dancing class. What is it?
Yeah, that's what
I... Yeah, everybody's doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I haven't tried it.
It's legitimizing the stripper.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I suppose, huh?
You're supposed to do it for
so
your man.
So now all the housewives can do the stripper thing.
Yeah, but many of them should not be doing it.
you should send your wife to do it.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I can see her on the fucking pole.
That'd be awesome.
And then if she really gets into it, you can install one in the bedroom.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Some people do that, I heard.
You can have an incognito pole where
it rises
out.
Yeah.
From the floor.
That's on Cribs. Like all those rappers are always like, and down comes the pole.
Here's the pole, and I got the crystal in the fridge.
And then the girls come out of the closet. They got locked up in there. Big booties.
Wow, man, the shit that people do, you know, it's amazing. But, so when was the last time you had sex? I mean, was it like a long time ago?
It was April. Mm-hmm.
April?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a long time ago. She's ready.
I'm along there with you, I think.
I mean, to be with a woman that hasn't had it in a while is like... Really, really.
It's like they're overripe.
Yeah. It's a big turn on, yeah. Because you figure, man, they're going to devour me, you know?
Yeah. It's been about 4 months for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It can make you go crazy, huh?
Or you just watch a lot of porn.
Unless you're married.
then
that part of you is dead pretty much.
I know. A lot of marriages are sexless. So,
yeah.
You know, way longer than 4 months. I can't even believe it.
Wow.
You have to make a part of you die when you get married. I have to say that. Because you have to turn off your sexuality, you know. I mean, because the way I look at it is marriage is not a natural state, you know, because... Look, before you get married or before you get into a monogamous relationship, you're always attracted to the opposite sex. So how can you one day just stop? You know, just because you have one person, how are you supposed to stop being attracted to the other
sex? No, you
can
still be attracted.
Right.
You just don't act on it anymore.
Right.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. And then you have to make yourself dead not to act on it.
Well, no,
I mean,
but
for crying out loud,
are you saying that you're a cheater, Sam?
No, I'm saying I never cheated, but I'm saying a part of me is dead.
Is it cold?
It has to be.
You better awaken your erogenous zones.
Yeah,
you know
there
what?
You go.
You know what, Sam? You're talking about how you've sucked the life out of your wife. Like,
I know.
I already feel like now maybe I don't want to get married. And I've only been here a few days.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow.
I think I'm in that boat.
No, but I think when you fall in love, or at least my version of it, is that yeah, sure, you're going to be attracted to people, but you want to be with the person so much that...
Yeah, but that's in the beginning, my dear. Yeah, we're talking 10 years later.
Yeah, the newness has worn off, yeah, and it's just part of the routine.
That's why you bring a third into the relationship. Yeah. You marry someone that's into that.
Yeah. There you go. You see? So, I mean, so you have to admit that, you know, even eating steak every night gets old after a while.
Yeah. When I was... I mean, it's been a long time since I was in a relationship, but for 5 years, like... I didn't even look at other people. I mean, yeah, I looked, but I was just so excited.
I know, women are like that, yeah.
You more see, loyal.
Men are programmed to spread their seed, you know? I mean, what? It's nature, you know?
I know, that's why I think maybe we've outgrown marriage, you know?
Yeah, probably. I don't know.
What happens if you role play and you're somebody different every day?
I mean, look, yeah, when you have like a 50% rate of divorce, obviously marriage is not working for a lot of people.
Yeah, over 50.
Yeah,
but that's I think that's mainly because people get married for the wrong reasons.
Yeah,
you know, I don't think people are actually getting into healthy marriages. You know, they're looking for.
So what is the right reason to get married? Because you want to spend the rest of your life with that person, right?
Right, but it's some people think that because that other person's fulfilling a part of them, right, and so they think they love. So people are loving for the wrong reasons.
I see.
What I mean? They're not giving their whole selves and being okay with who they are, and then meeting somebody who is as well, and they just complement each other more than, you know, fill what the other person's needs are.
Right.
You know? And then you finally realize as you're growing together and you're figuring yourself out, you finally realize, wait, I don't even need this person for that anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm doing that for myself.
Yeah.
No, but that's why you gotta, you know, I don't know. That's why I feel like at 35 that anybody that I meet at this point, the only thing they're going to fulfill for me is sex. But meaning, like, I already know who I am. I know what I like. I know my flaws. I know my strengths. I know all of that. I don't need anyone to do it for me.
Right.
The only thing I need is, you know, no more porn and live cock.
Right.
So basically, you'll be my sex toy.
That's a good bumper sticker.
And money. I mean, money, yeah. You can support me, too.
The money's not going to hurt at all. No, but I always say, you know, when you're a woman and stuff, you might as well find someone with money, you know, because, I mean, men are men, you know, and why would you want to be with a poor man when you can just as well be with a rich one?
As long as you love them.
Well, you can learn to love them.
No,
it doesn't make you happy, Sam.
I can have someone give you stuff and take you out.
No, but I'm not saying be with someone you don't love. I mean, but there's people you can love that have money, you know?
It's hard to find.
You sound like
combo.
My dad. My dad's like, I don't understand why you have to keep dating all the unemployed people.
Yeah, exactly.
You can find someone that's employed. I'm like, I haven't.
You want to be in the control position, maybe.
No, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is.
We need to start going to the right spots, Sam. Yeah. Do you have any...
It's L.A. The rich men want the young girls that are all, you know, plastic surgeried out and perfect looking and all that, you know?
I see. So you don't
want
to go
for children.
I got the leftovers.
19 to 24.
Right.
That's the bracket.
You're not bitter.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go scoop myself up a man from Texas, like I said.
There you go.
Are you going to move him out here or are you going to go out
that
way?
I'm going to ship him out here. It's called importing.
Mail order husband. Might as well,
right? That's
right.
I'm going to switch it up.
Yeah, well, try a European one. I mean, they're pretty good, too. No?
No, I want them to speak English.
They will.
Fuck me.
Now.
Yeah.
Italian men, they're the ones. That's it. That's what I want.
Yeah.
An Italian man.
Italian
man. Love them.
Yeah.
I remember being at the, what is it called? I'm such a Jew. In Rome, the, church, whatever it is, the big thing.
Oh, the Vatican.
Thank you.
How could you forget
thing,
that
you know,
one?
A big church thing.
Where the Pope sits up in there.
I remember being at the Vatican and acting like I was taking pictures of the Vatican, but I was actually taking pictures of all the Roman guards. My friend kept like, I kept standing like near them and pretending like I was posing because they were just so hot. They were like Italian gods.
Well,
like,
we need to arrange a trip for you to Italy then.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, if you're out there and you and you want to send me, I'll
She's
document.
Already snoring.
Oh, yeah, I want to live there eventually, though.
Really?
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah.
It was one of those places where, you know, have you ever been somewhere where you go and you just feel like you were born there or you know it very well?
Yeah.
The moment I stepped into Italy, I was just like, this is home.
Yeah.
It just felt like
But
home
you know
to
what?
Me.
You got to remember, you go there on a trip, on a visit, and you see it from a different perspective
right.
altogether.
You're right.
You know, if you have to start dealing with the traffic and you know, because.
It's like a woman, huh? you see her from afar and it looks great, but then you really get her day to day and see her without the makeup and, you know,
and
it's not as alluring.
Bitch.
Yeah. Those vineyards don't look so pretty.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys can take any positive thing and just make it shitty. I'm telling you how much I love Italy. He's like, well, wait till you live there and you're in traffic and that's
well, we're trying to be realistic
here. We're just balancing you out, girl. Bring the reality to the...
Have I mentioned millions of times that I love my bubble? Okay.
It's a golden bubble.
It is our perception, so let my perception be what it is.
Yeah, but you gotta know people are gonna poke at it all the time, you know, try to burst it.
I
know.
Pins.
Yeah. That's why, like, occasionally you'll see me breaking down. Reality.
Yeah, let me rant on YouTube. Let everybody hear about my bitching.
Damn it. Damn, I'm gonna go, like, now I'm gonna wanna get married. You're really having this effect on me, Sam.
Yeah.
Your poor wife.
No, we'll find you someone. I'm telling you, J-Date is the place.
Oh, you know, J-Date has the highest statistics of, you know, success rate.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, I met my wife there.
I'm not Jewish and I even want to try it out.
There you go. And she says she doesn't want to meet Jews. I mean,
don't
make a generalization. There's a lot of cool Jews out there.
What's wrong with that?
I do know that I am.
Why don't you
That's all she
Jewish
cares about. He's hot.
I love the way you just said that. You're like, hot guy, Sherry. I'm like, what?
Yeah, got her interest now.
No. I just have never been attracted to them. And I know it's a generalization, but I just have always felt like they're, okay, it's nerdy. And I don't know. I haven't really met any, like, hot ones. And it's not really about being hot. I mean, it's about an attitude.
But you want to attract.
I want to be attracted to them.
You deserve that, girl.
Do you know why J-Date's so damn popular?
Because
everyone knows there's rich people on there. Yeah. That's why it's popular.
Yeah, there's a fucking stereotype.
That's true.
So, hot Jewish boys, if you're out there, email in.
Yeah.
We
and you don't have to be rich, just hot.
Yes.
But if you're
just
Jewish, you probably will
and
be.
Like porn.
I don't know about that stereotype. I mean, I'm Jewish. I'm not
I know,
rich at all.
I actually say that when I'm saying the brokest Jew you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Like, really?
No, but you got to try it, you know? I'll enroll you into it, okay?
I already have, like, some of my customers in my restaurant. They're like, I want to set you up with... It was like, he's a doctor. His name's Dr. Feinstein. And I'm like, not interested. She's like, but he's a doctor. I'm like, if you told me, like, you know, Dr. James or... I'm like, Feinstein. I'm like, I'm good. I always have people, but they're also like 80-year-old people that are just like, oh, you'd be perfect for my grandson. I'm like, can I see a picture? No. But I'm open. I'm open to meeting new people. As long as you're, you know, it really is about an attitude. Like, just, you know, this, you know, aggressive, you know, I don't know, smart. I have lots of criteria.
Yeah, but you got to lower your expectations. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, God.
You know? I mean, you probably set them up so high, you know?
Oh,
really?
No? Everyone says that.
Show up.
Yeah. Just hot
just show
with
up
a penis.
For the date. No, just show up. We're good.
Don't never settle. That's
no.
my motto.
I honestly, that's the problem my whole life is that I've settled for, you know, and I try to make things work out that don't, you know,
right,
or that shouldn't
right.
be because I just want to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, oh, it'll happen.
Set the
as
bar,
much as I talk,
girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, you know?
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm
don't
ready.
Take just anyone, though, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if someone ends up cheating on you, then the whole thing is a waste, you know?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'll just tie them down when I go away. When I leave the house, you're staying here.
Sam, according to you, we have no hope. All men are cheaters.
Is that what I said?
They have a wandering eye, and you're meant to procreate.
No, I said it may happen. That's all I'm saying.
Isn't it funny hearing your words right back at you?
There's
like,
a high
like, really?
Risk involved, honey.
Yeah.
I haven't met a lot of men that have been faithful.
No, I didn't say men are cheaters. Men are dogs, though. I mean, they're attracted. They want to all the time. Doesn't mean they cheat.
I know. Like, how much do you think about sex? Is it true, like, all the time?
All the time.
Really?
All the fucking time.
No matter
time.
How old you get?
All the time.
Like,
it
what are you
matter.
Thinking about? Like, tell us some of your thoughts in this past 5-minute span.
Well, you really want to know, huh?
I don't want to come in tomorrow.
Well, yeah, you're the object of my desire. You may not want to. but no, I mean, you know, it's...
Oh.
Yeah, you look at... Yeah, I mean, you look at women all the time. You're like, yeah, I'd give it to her. I'd do it with her, you know. You definitely don't think about marriage, I can tell you.
So in the supermarket, and you see women, and there are thoughts going through your head.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
You're definitely like,
are they
wow.
ever like, I want to ram my cock in her mouth?
Yeah, except I'm not into that so much, you
okay.
know. It's yeah, because I think ramming your cock into her mouth is a lot about control and humiliation, you know?
Wow,
and
I've got issues then.
Yeah, you do.
I walk around the grocery store thinking, I wish he'd shove it.
Yeah, you have to question yourself why you want a cock so bad.
And I just walk around the grocery store and I look, I'm like, I wish he'd shove his cock in my mouth.
I wonder if he's thinking the same thing.
Yeah, you see? There you go, you see? But I bet you don't make it obvious either, you know? So
No. He's
probably thinking, oh, I can't get her, you know?
Just open your mouth. I actually play it shy.
Yeah.
When I meet guys, I'm very, like, if people didn't know me, they would think that I'm the sweet girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they get me behind closed doors. I'm like, oh, the toys and the ball gags. And then
so it's true what they say about innocent-looking girls, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't think I look innocent. People always say, like, my eyes give it away, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they tell me that I have, like, fuck me eyes. I'm like, no, it's just what's going on in the head.
Yeah, it's just projecting through the eyes. Yeah.
So are you, like, you're more, you know, conservative sexually?
How did you get to that? I mean,
well, because you said you don't like showing your cock in someone's mouth. So I just think the opposite is conservative.
No, not really. No, I actually like to give, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I can go down there for 4 hours easily, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Have a dialogue.
No? I never liked it.
Me neither. That's too long.
Oh, you mean you don't like it at all or just for a long time?
Really? I've never been to it at all.
No, I mean, I exaggerated 4 hours.
Oh, they just start doing it right, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I've had a woman try it.
I mean,
oh, really?
Mm-hmm. But still, it doesn't mean that she knows how to do it.
True.
You know?
No. I have gotten off to it before, but yeah. I've never been like, wow, that's not true. One time I thought that.
I mean,
incredible.
Most women will give up everything else except this. So she's right. You never had the right
What's
person.
What's going on? Let's talk about the woman experience.
Well, no,
how
I'm explaining. I'm a giver myself, so it's very. I think
it's hard for you to relax and lie back.
Exactly.
You see, with me, it's the same way.
Yeah. I'm just like, no.
Really?
I want to give it back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get that.
Oh, your wife must love that.
Not really.
No, they're married. They don't do it anymore.
Not necessarily, you know.
Lets her off the hook.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's not getting as much as she would like to, as far as that goes.
You're not doing 4 hours anymore, and she's lucky she gets 4 seconds.
Yeah. No, I mean on the blowjob thing.
Oh,
you know,
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, let's move on.
No, but it's like that. It's hard to. I always feel like, do they really want to be doing that? Are they just doing it for me? And I just
yeah.
You know?
See, that's a problem with women. They think that it's because, but you gotta have a good feeling about your body to think that they're doing this. I mean, well, if you're Niagara Falls, I can understand why you'd be worried, but no, I mean, men love that shit.
I warn them ahead of time and I'm like, you might need some scuba gear. No, I think
that's an invitation.
The times that I have enjoyed it have been the times where the man is totally into it and you know that he is and he's excited and he's enjoying it, then I can like relax and stuff. But otherwise, but plus I'm a busy bee, like I like to work and I like to give, so I immediately just like stop, you know, and I gotta get to work.
Yeah.
Those are issues. I mean, I have that issue too, you know, just lying back and being able to receive.
Yeah.
You know?
As you can see, I'm a giver. I'm like trying to change people to use plastic bags. Stop using plastic bags. Just giving.
Yeah.
Giving to the world. Yeah. Time for me to take.
Mother Teresa.
Who's out there and wants to go down on me?
Yeah. Now, look, if a guy goes down for 2 minutes, then you know he's not enjoying it. He's doing it for you, you know? But if he spends like good 10, 15 minutes there, then you're not even going to feel the time going by, you know?
I was with one guy that it was incredible.
Was it?
Like, where I was just like, wow, now I know why women like this, you know? But then it never happened again.
What happened to him?
Oh, he had a girlfriend.
Oh, no.
This was in my bad, low self-esteem days where I didn't care.
You stepped on another's territory.
Yeah, but that was years ago. I don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
It wasn't
Listen
his wife.
To you.
I know. I suddenly felt judged.
I'm sure if you had a Brad Pitt walking into here, you'd do the same thing.
Oh, he doesn't do it for me at all.
No?
Mm-mm,
who does it for you? Tom Cruise?
No. Are
George
you kidding?
Clooney?
No, none of those. I'm not a standard.
Gerard Butler?
No.
I kind of like him.
So what kind do you like? Like Keanu Reeves or something?
No, none of these standard men. I got to think. I don't know. I don't have like a Hollywood man.
Really?
No.
What about in music? Do you have any rockers that you like? Musicians? No.
She's a lesbian.
Well, now you know why you're not fucking married.
She doesn't even know her type.
Well, I'll think about this. Let me saute for a minute.
So what do you fantasize about? I mean, not about famous people. Like fantasies, like things that you could do, that you would like to do.
I'm not having many fantasies.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
You sure you're not frigid?
Have you ever heard of the law of attraction? You're not attracted to anything. You've got to put it out there. You've got to have a vision of what you like.
I know.
Yeah. Mm. I think you're pretty conservative sexually. Maybe even repressed.
No.
No?
See, I don't buy that either. I don't. I just think that she's I think she's gotten to the point where it's been so long.
Yeah, I've given up.
She forgot.
No, man. I mean, yeah. Well, I want to ask you how often you masturbate. It's probably we're going to get the same answer.
Oh, I'm a daily masturbator for sure.
Are you really? Mm-hmm. Wow. Will you invite me over sometime?
I mean, are you a daily masturbator?
I think more than once a day.
Yeah.
No, although I've been so busy lately.
You get busy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I've actually... I don't know. My friends will hate me. I'm just going to say it, whatever. I've masturbated while I've been on, like, vacation with friends, and we've been, like, in the hotel room, and, like, they're sleeping.
Yeah. You did that.
Actually, here's my favorite masturbation place. I do it on the plane all the time.
Really?
In my seat.
Really?
In my seat all the time. I usually take red-eye flights, and I have a blanket, and I'm by the window, and I turn my head to the window, and I just, you're under your blanket, and a girl, it's easy to, and then I fall asleep.
Can't they see your hand moving up and down, though?
No, I'm not jerking off. I'm not like a guy.
The hand moves a little bit.
No, but when you're like this, when you turn kind of sideways, you know, and you have the blanket on you,
all right.
Every flight.
Yeah. Can you do it just by squeezing your legs? Can you come that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You see, some people can. Some women can.
Unless I have a toy in there or something.
Yeah. I think maybe they just know how to move their muscles or whatever. Yeah. But I've heard of it. Yeah.
No, I've never heard of squirt. That. I'm working on that one. We'll get to that one later.
You know, I don't know about squirting. It sounds like a good idea.
No, you see it. It's kind of gross.
I think so, yeah.
It's kind of gross. I mean, yeah. I thought I was messy down there. God, I really hope my dad's not listening to this show.
Yeah. You never saw someone actually doing it in real life.
No, just
in porn.
Yeah.
Most of the time, they're peeing anyway. You can see where it's coming out of, you know?
See, I've looked closely at that, and I wonder that. But it's still white, though. So I wonder if it's just like water and effect.
Maybe there's some special effects involved there.
I don't know. Do they spend that much money on porn? Or special effects green screen?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But, you know, I mean, I'm sure it happens. But in porn mostly, I think it's just like pee, you know?
Well, because I have a best friend who's with a girl that squirts, and she naturally does.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I know it exists.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes I feel like I'm close, but I'm like, oh, no, that's just running down your leg. I'm just kidding.
No, the normal way is fine. Oh, man, we're bad today, man.
Uh-huh.
She's like totally worn out. Look at her. She's like, I've been through a fucking marathon.
I'm like looking on Yahoo trying to think. See, I'm like, what else can we talk about that's not? Let's make her comfortable.
Oh, you guys have computers. No fair.
Do you want to check your Facebook?
No, it's okay.
We'll get you a computer. How's that going to help?
Are you a big Facebooker?
Yeah.
You are? Are you like one of those that's addicted? That, you know?
I was, but then I had to be off of line for, you know, the TV contract for like 6 weeks. Oh. So I got myself obsessed with it, whatever it is, you know, and now that I'm slowly getting on, I'm becoming a little more addicted again.
Oh, what was the TV contract?
Oh, boy. It was a reality show.
Here we go again.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? Okay. Never
they
mind.
Made
it's
her
okay.
sign.
Every day,
no, it's okay. She just gets asked that all the time.
Every day on the show, because I keep bringing it up.
Yeah. Totally normal question.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You didn't do anything wrong.
But she can't tell. I mean, I still don't know what fucking show she was on, and it's over already.
It's over? Did they at least pay you?
No.
You're kidding. No. There's reality?
There's no pay. Some reality shows pay. They didn't even give you a per diem. I literally sold my car before I went away.
Really?
Yeah, because I had to support myself for a month, and I don't have a savings or
anything.
They
didn't pay you either?
Nothing. But they even told you to supply your own clothes, like dresses and everything, so I had to go out and buy cocktail dresses.
Girlfriend.
I had to go do all this stuff. I know.
Was that for a chance to win, though? I mean, if you want
to win the man, not money.
Oh, I see.
Oh,
not money.
Oh, this was a romantic reality.
Yeah.
Oh, but no success.
Well, obviously, she wanted a man badly enough. She sold a fucking car.
All you Jewish men, call in.
You don't have to be Jewish.
Okay. She doesn't discriminate.
In fact, you should be. She made that clear.
And if you're Asian, it's fine. Just as long as you're above 6 inches, we're good.
Very hard to find. You better go spend a few months in Japan and sample the merchandise.
No, my best friends are all guys, and they tell me that I probably don't have a man because I intimidate them just because I'm so out there and I know what I want and you know, when I say. So when I've been with men sexually, they've actually said to me, are you sure this is okay? And I'm like, no, it's great. Like, really, yeah. Seriously, all you have to do is just show up. I'm happy. We're good.
No standards necessary. Yeah. No.
But, you know, there's periods in life also. I mean, I can totally tell you that, you know, it'll happen where one day you'll have a few to choose from,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm sure I honestly am not this, I mean, we make fun of it on here. I'm really not this desperate. Like, I actually really, sure, I want to, like, fall in love and have that, but I'm really happy where I am, you know?
But it's also normal. I mean, women like that. Yeah. You know, they like to be in love and stuff, right? She's looking at me like, I don't know.
She doesn't even know who she likes. Yeah.
Never been in love. I don't know.
What about the Jonas Brothers?
Oh, God.
I'm like, she's young. What are young people listening to? But she's not 12.
You're probably like into a Jack Black or something, right? That kind of like regular guys. Yeah, the regular
Jack
guys.
Jack Black. Is anyone into him?
I think so. Yeah. In fact, I've heard a couple of women, I think, that said they were crazy about him.
Yeah, everyone has their own weird, you know, likes and dislikes in men.
I don't know, but they have to have nice hands. I have a hand there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Let's see. Mm-hmm. Mine are pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I like hands, but just around their
Nice hands.
I don't care about your nails. I care about what's in it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, take your dick in your hand. I'm happy.
I wonder if there's like a website where it's all just like hands and dicks. Like, instead of match.com with faces.
Oh,
it's just everybody's cocks in their hands and I choose. I'll go out with that.
So how is it that we always end up talking about sex?
I don't know.
There's fires in California here again.
Still?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Apparently there's a new blaze now and threatening about 1,000 homes.
I went into work last night and I was on the patio and I didn't even know there were fires, but they said, oh, just so you know, you're probably not going to get any tables tonight. And I said, why? And they're like, because of the fires. And I was like, oh, because it was really hot out there.
Really?
Yeah. But people.
Oh, so it was out there in Westlake?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's closer out that way.
Yeah.
You know? I don't really get I mean, was this one arson or is this?
It's probably going to take a while to figure it out. Yeah. But usually they are. You know, usually they are arson.
One person with not enough to do.
Yeah.
Dumbass. That's why they come back and talk about sex. Because who wants to talk about fires, right?
We're all like, okay, that's bad. Now what? Why Obama picked Pittsburgh to host? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, what are our hot topics? Aren't we like The View with some hot topics?
I don't know. Like,
yeah, except we're out of time to start.
Good save.
We got 10 minutes. Let's talk about one hot topic.
Oh, wow. So, well, do you have a hot topic you want to talk about? I mean, obviously, you must have
Sam,
had
you
things
told you me want... nothing.
About what?
You barely even told me the location. I asked you about 4 times. I thought, this is weird. Why is he not telling me the location?
We're here?
Yeah, I kept asking and you didn't respond. You responded with something totally different than the location.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's
oh,
distracted.
That's why you thought it's in the house.
Yeah.
It's someone's home.
Yeah. I was like, what is it going to take for this guy to just tell me where the hell the show is?
It's another shady audition.
Yeah. Yeah, well, maybe I had to filter through first. screen you.
Is she paying attention?
Yeah.
Is she an idiot?
I looked you up online. No, I'm kidding.
I come up online. My website is www.jacquelinegage.com.
That's cool.
For anyone who wants personal shopping, go there. I will help you.
How do you spell Jacqueline?
Jacqueline, the traditional spelling.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Engage, G-A-G-E.
Yep, rhymes with sage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool, okay, everybody go there. Are you on Facebook too?
I am, but no one can find me. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, it's like I didn't do the privacy settings, but no one can ever find me.
Well, you better do something about it then. You're missing out on a lot.
You need to go find them.
I know.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I'll check you out later.
Yeah, check me out, girl.
Okay, girl.
Okay.
All right, girl. Okay.
Sam, what about you? You have a Facebook page?
Yes, I have a Facebook page, and we have a page for the station, too. And I have to get on there 4 or 5 times a day to see what's going on.
Oh, you're a little addicted, huh?
Yes, it's
cool. Yesterday he had a problem with cat people.
You saw that. I mean, Facebook is full of fucking cat pictures in there.
Are there?
Yeah. I mean,
I've
everybody
never seen
puts
one.
Really?
No.
Maybe it's the people I hang out with.
Yes, there you go. You better
They're all posting pictures of their cats.
And they write about them all the time. It's like enough already, you know? What
you
happened to the dogs?
Obviously aren't a cat person. You're a dog person.
I'm a dog person. I still wouldn't live with one, but I love dogs. but why do people not put a lot of pictures of their dogs? I mean, they might as well, right? But they don't, because cat people maybe are more outspoken, more... proud of their pets. I don't know what the hell it is.
Because they're living alone and they have nothing else to share.
Yeah. Or the cats are controlling their mind control. Put me on Facebook.
I read that and I just laughed at you. I shook my head. I'm like, there he has issues again. Cat people now. Good stuff.
Well, Jacqueline, thank you so much for. Do you go by Jackie at all?
No,
you like Jackie.
That is a cardinal sin.
Is it really?
I hate it. It's like trailer trash.
Okay.
You sound like such a single child. I mean, like someone that has no siblings. Like you're so spoiled.
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't go by Jackie.
I don't know. Jacqueline just sounds all like I'm a princess, Jacqueline.
No.
It's cute.
All right. Well, you're definitely a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And we're wishing you sex really soon.
Cross our fingers, everyone.
But first, envision him. Then he'll come.
Well, I don't know.
If you build it, they will come.
That's my favorite movie.
They definitely will. And yeah, when I masturbate today, I'll think of you masturbating with your daily session there.
This is getting foul.
Now it's getting foul.
Well, we have to seal the deal here.
He just told me one of his unedited sex thoughts.
Yeah, there you go. You see? There you go. All right, everyone. Thank you all for joining us. Sherry, thanks again.
Thank you.
For a great time and have a nice day off.
Thank you.
Of course. Of course.
And wish Sherry.
I was shocked by that niceness.
Do you work on the weekends?
I work every day.
Every day?
Well,
No. I work now Thursday through Sunday nights.
I see.
So I work 7 days a week now between here and there.
I see. Okay.
So if I call out one day.
Okay.
Just kidding.
No, wish Sherry more sex, too. Don't make me feel bad.
Oh, no. I wish her that all the time.
Okay. I feel it spiritually.
That's an ongoing.
The sex I don't really need. It's the love.
Okay.
She wants the love,
I want the love. And I can have sex any day.
And I can't tell her I masturbate to her every day. You know? I mean, we work together.
Although I might go home and masturbate thinking about you masturbating.
Yes. And with that thought, we'll see you all tomorrow.
And now it's time for the best morning show on radio, broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio in Studio City, California. Get ready for Sam in the Morning.